Well, how many of you thank God just for the worship that just went on here? Happy Mother's Day! And moms, I'm going to ask all you beautiful moms if you all would do something. If you would please stand, if you're a mother. If you're a mother, would you please stand? All right, y'all give him a big hand. Give him a beautiful hand. Now listen, I want y'all to remain standing because I want to pray that the Holy Spirit right now just touch you and let you know how much God loves you. And I want to thank you personally for being a mother. Because guess what? None of us get here without you girls. We got to have you, and we got to have moms, and we got to have mothers. And so today we're going to give praise. We're going to give praise. Now, this is a difficult sermon for me because I'm going to give praise for motherhood. And I want you all to celebrate that God has made you to be a woman. And the least thing I know about is woman. And so we're going to do our best to let God give glory on that. All right. So let's just listen to this blessing. Lord, thank you for these mothers. Lord, thank you for their long hours. Thank you for the things that they do that are never seen. Thank you for the prayers that they lift up that only you hear. And God, I just want to pray that the women in this congregation will leave this place today knowing that you have forgiven them, you have destined them, you have empowered them and anointed them to be mothers in this moment of time. So may they be strengthened, encouraged, and blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks, moms. You all may be seated. And so I want to start here today. I think the first praise you have to do in our culture at this moment of time is if you're a woman, you need to praise God that He made you a woman. You need to praise God that He made you a woman. And you need to thank God that He made you a what? Woman. Now, ladies, here's what I want you to know. You'll never be a man. And so, what's this? Don't try to act like a man. Because when you try to act like a man, you look gross. Because you can't be a man, because the first reason you can't be a man, you can't think that slow. It's impossible for a woman to think that slow. Like right now, there's some guys right now, and it's really not the Holy Spirit's on them. Right now, at this very moment, as we sit, it just dawned on them that it's Mother's Day. And they're going to have a hard time hearing the rest of this sermon because they're going, uh-oh, when did that happen? Guys, let me help you out. They run the horses. It's usually the weekend after Derby Day, okay? That'll give you a landmark to find Mother's Day. But, you know, with women, I want you to know something. In this culture, God has made you a woman, and that's a blessed thing. And I think you need to really hear a manly man tell you that it's a blessed thing to be a wonderful woman made by God. And I want you to see, and I want to take out some of the lies of this culture. First, equality is not sameness. You have heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it over and over again because apparently we're just really confused at this moment of time. I want you all to know that I stood there in absolute total amazement when I saw our culture go berserkly crazy when Miss California. Now, the only reason I'd have known there was a Miss California is it made it on the news. All right. I mean, I won't be offensive to anybody that's been in beauty pageants. And I know some of y'all have and y'all are beautiful. And that's great. But I'm just not the kind of guy that calls up my boys and say, hey, bring some pizza over. Miss America's on. Let's sit down and watch that. OK, I mean, I just haven't had that experience. And I see that Miss California, and she was a very attractive woman. We can say that God did a lot of good work with her. Amen. And then she's an attractive woman on the outside. And she makes a radical statement to our culture. And I mean, I heard her make it in first, you know, primary source. This is her radical statement. It is my opinion, and I don't want to be offensive to anybody, that men and women need to marry one another. And our culture went off like you would have thought she cussed a judge. I just want you all to know for long periods of history, like several thousand years, this has been the concept that God made men and God made women And God blessed men and God blessed women. And when you put them together, you get families. There's no other way that you can put anything else together and get families naturally. This exempts test tubes, medical invasions, and unnatural mechanical things to make other things happen. I'm talking by the natural. Okay? Now, I know some of you are going, well, where do you stand? I said, I stand where the Bible is. God made male kind. Amen. And God made female kind. And God blessed them both. Amen. Now, I want you to know that's going to be very unpopular in this culture. I want you to know there are going to be people that are going to try to shut your pastor up when he brings things out that are straight up about the Bible. And I also want you to know this. When they come to get me, they better bring some big boys. That's all I'm telling you. Because watch this. We cannot, here's what I want you to know the blessing is. We can't leave the Bible to suit the people. We can't do it, folks. And there's going to be a moment of time you're going to have to decide what you believe. I've been saying this it'll be coming up on 20 years. I've been telling you, hadn't I? Some of y'all remember when I was wild and crazy, and now I'm just old and crazy. And you remember when I said, wait a minute, there may be a day. There may be a day out there when we stand on the things we believe in, it's going to drive everybody crazy. Let me help you. Welcome to the day. It has arrived. Now, well, I'm not excited about that. I wish we could say, wait a minute, I want to honor womanhood. Now, I want to tell you ladies something. The greatest liberator I know of women was not found in 1960 culture. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ did more to show people that He had created women and they were lifted high and they are in a radiant place in His creation. And ladies, here's what I want you to know. God made you. God has forgiven you. God has positioned you and God has destined you. Head up. Head up. You are nobody's property. You're nobody's property. Some of you have heard me do a wedding. Girls, when one day, you know what's going to happen for y'all 25 years from now. One day y'all going to get a wedding. And you know what? I don't ever give away the bride. And the reason I don't give you away is because you're not property. You are person. I present you in the marriage. Remember that, don't you, Jessica? And I presented you to Brandon and prayed for him as I did. Okay? I said, hold on, big boy. God's giving you a beautiful woman with a lot of energy. Hold on. Because here's what a lot of you men don't understand. You know what you don't understand? When you get married and you say, I do, a lot of things got to be done. And there's a lot of things throughout that journey are going to be done. Now watch. In a culture, you've got to be truthful to what the Bible says and what God says. And you got to love everybody. Amen? Now here's what I want you to know in Hillview. We welcome what? I don't care what your dilemma is. I don't care what your dilemma is. But I really want you to know the rules. I'm not going to bend the Bible to make you comfortable with your dilemma. What we're going to do is let the love of Jesus get inside your dilemma. And guess what? You'll be amazed at all the things that change. And so here's what I'm saying. Ladies, if you fall short, you don't have to fall short. Why? Why? And here's another thing I want you to know. Do you all hear me? Do you all hear me getting mad and angry and hauling off at people that are homosexual? No. That's not, Jesus doesn't do that. And I'm glad Jesus doesn't do that because Jesus could get real mad and angry and haul off at a lot of stuff I've done that He said not do. Amen? So being graceful is saying this. Lord Jesus, let me be who You've made me to be. But I just want you to know that originally God, He put mankind and womankind together and you have a father and you have a mother and we need to celebrate some of these things. And if you're a mother, guess what? Praise God, we're going to celebrate that today. Amen? Amen? And here's some things about a godly mom you need to hold on to. A godly mom. First of all, I want you to know that a noble wife is hard to find. So girls, if you're a noble wife and men, if you're married to a wife of noble character, you have a rare find. So honor her today in that way. Look what it says. Proverbs 31, verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Now, I'm going to talk to these young girls here just for a second. How in the world do you think you become a wife of noble character? You start out becoming a date of noble character. And if you're not noble now, there's a good chance you won't be noble later. Jeremy, you know how you become a dignified, honorable man? When do you start that? Now. And then later, it's easier. How many of y'all understand that process? Because it's going to blow you away. We're going to get to some things today that are tough and they're not comfortable, but they are true and they're adorning. And God wants to lift up ladies. How many of y'all are glad to know that? Ladies, here's what I want you to know. We don't have to be the same to be equally blessed. I'm glad you're a woman. Amen. I'm glad women are women. I wouldn't want Elizabeth to act like me. What a nasty house that would be. I mean, my watch. And women are strong. Because look what he says in verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. Oh, there's an image I hope you girls get a hold of. I'm a strong woman. You can't mess with a woman of faith. You can't do it. You get faith and mama together, you're doomed. You are going to change. Somebody's going to get a hold of you, and his name is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit get a hold of you. How many of y'all have been around a strong woman, good-looking woman? Just strong, good-looking, faithful woman. How many of y'all realize this? You can't mess with mama. I was kind of honorary growing up. You all know that. I had a little honorary spell. But you know what? It's hard to argue with mama because my mama would never raise her voice. She'd just go, now, Stephen, think it's what my mama did. Prayed for me. You know how hard it is to do some things on Friday night when those prayers are touching you at the same time you're getting ready to do them? Ugh. Sometimes I want to go, mama, quit praying. Strength. A lot of y'all got strength. Ladies, you got strength. And thank God, girls, that you do. Amen. Woman strong. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. A woman just strong. How many of y'all notice? Come on, men. Even you ladies have married these big old macho men. What happens when they get a cold? Lord, you'd think it's a terminal illness, wouldn't you, in the house when a man gets cold. Like if I get sick in the house, I'm walking around, oh, Elizabeth, I'm dying. Help me. Elizabeth's like, oh, Lord. I remember one time we were getting ready to go on vacation. We'd had a long summertime. And somebody had given us some farm fresh eggs. So Elizabeth fried up those eggs, you know, and we're getting ready to go to the lake that afternoon. And she fries up these eggs. And the problem was, is I had done a couple of funerals the past few weeks of some men about my age. Well, I ate these eggs. I sat down and watched the news, and all of a sudden sweat started coming up on my brow. And then I started feeling real wheezy. And I stood up, and I was really wheezy, and I kind of wobbled into the kitchen, and I'm really perspiring. I told Elizabeth, I said, I'm dying. It's happening to me, honey. Call 911, do whatever, get the ambulance. That's what my wife did. She goes, it's food poisoning. It's food poisoning. I ain't called no ambulance. She said, you be all right. And I want you to know I passed out cold turkey like Mike Tyson had punched me in the head. Boom! I fall out, pass out on the floor. And I'm laid out. And I finally come to her. And she looks. She goes, it's just food poisoning. Blake stepped up. He said, Dad, I'll call the ambulance. So I just want y'all to know one day I'm going to be dead. And y'all just put on my tomb, it's food poisoning. That's what it was, food poisoning. See, I was serious about it. Now, she was right. Obviously, I'm here preaching to you today. But, I mean, I wasn't that strong. I was like, this is the end. This is what happened. Yeah. Ladies, thanks for being strong. Be in the strength of faith. And guess what? Dignity of grace. Here's what I want you to know. God saved our sins. Amen. How many of y'all glad to know that? Listen, everybody has got something they've messed up on. How many of y'all realize that? Everybody's got something they messed up on. And I just want to tell you, I don't believe it's profitable. I don't think our message is to go point out everybody's sin. I just don't think that's our job. I've read the Bible more than once. And I'm, thank God it's not a real complicated book, so people like me can preach to you. And you know what? I was excited. I did not see Jesus running around town going, adulterer, smoker. He didn't do that. Preachers do, but Jesus never did. Jesus walked with this incredible strength and dignity, and he said, let me bless you. Let me show you. Brooks, he said, let me show you the way. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Showing folk the way. Ladies, I don't know anybody that's a greater witness than a strong mama. I know you all pray for your children. I stand before you today because of a praying mama. She prayed and she prayed and she prayed. And finally, as I got a little bit older, I realized that she had faith that it was going to happen even when it wasn't happening. And eventually, guess what happens? It happens. How many of you men, watch this. Now, y'all be honest for a minute. Don't get all crazy and get all holy. Just be honest. How many of you are a prodigal person that returned back to the ways of your early childhood from your mama? She put them in there. Look, come on. Get them up. Some of y'all still prodigal because you're lying right now. I know your story. Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, you know, my mom showed me the way. I wondered and came back. But guess what? You can't wonder if you don't have it in you. And so, moms, it's important to show those kids a way and to pray into the future. Let me show you why. Look what happens. A woman that is clothed with what? Strength. Ladies, don't let anybody take your strength away. And let me tell you what. You're stronger as a woman than you are as a woman that's acting like a man. Try to argue with your grandmother. Y'all ever try to argue with a grandmama? Don't. You lost. Because she put that granny stuff on you. She go, honey. You go, you're right, grandma. I shouldn't tell you. How many of y'all have ever how many of y'all have ever talked back to a grandma? Uh-huh. Really? Y'all are scary. Y'all are some scary people. I can't talk to a grandmama because grandmama spoils you. And you're like, yes, ma'am. I'll give it word. Why? Strong woman. Ladies, here's what I want you to know. It's okay to be a strong woman. And dignified in grace. Look what it says. She can do what with the future? She can laugh at the days to come. You know why? She knows God will take care of them. And here's what she does. You all know this is true. She watches over the affairs of her household. How many of y'all, mom gets it in gear, gets it ready to go? How many of y'all, how many of you men need to thank these wives and these mothers for all the things they do that you know they do? I want to encourage you today. You need to just say, thanks for getting that all together. Man, if I didn't have Elizabeth, I'd forget to come here and preach on Sunday. Okay? I mean, she keeps it all rolling, all right? And she keeps all those things going with the kids. She keeps the affairs of the household in line. In fact, sometimes she drives you crazy with the affairs of the household. We were on vacation one time, and she sat at the bow of the boat after we arrived and told us all what we were going to be doing for the next 6 weeks. And we looked at her and said, we're not on vacation if you're going to tell us what's going on in the next 6 weeks. I read the scripture and she would laugh at the future because she knew that God's hand was going to be in it. She takes care of the affairs of the household. And if you'll do that, she does not eat the bread of idleness. Let me help you all with something. Guys, if you're going to have children, you're going to be busy and you're going to be stressed. Okay, so don't be amazed when that happens. Watch this. If you're going to have children, they take a lot of work. How about it, Mama? Amen? I mean, to get them here, what happens? Girls, you know better than we do. What do they call that? Labor. And it doesn't stop. Labor doesn't stop. It lasts a lifetime sometimes, doesn't it? Staying there. Come on, come on. I want this to happen. I want great things for my children. We labor at it. We work at it. We don't eat the bread of idleness. But you know what? It's a beautiful work. It's a noble work. It's the work of motherhood. And her children arise and call her what? Blessed. Her husband also. I want to publicly thank my wife. I mean, y'all, how many of y'all got the best wife and mother in the world? How many of y'all have the best wife and mother in the world? Praise God. That's the way it ought to be. I tell Elizabeth all the time, I said, Elizabeth, you're the best looking woman I know. And she goes, well, there's other women prettier than me. I said, yeah, but you're the best looking one I know. See, as long as you're married to the most beautiful woman, everything's all right. Amen? Your woman ought to be the most beautiful woman in your world. Amen? Come on, make it a little heartier than that. Amen? Some of you guys going, yeah, but you see neighbor's wife down there? That's not yours. We went over that and, you know, don't cover the neighbor's wife a few Sundays ago, all right? You know why? God has given you someone to work with and enjoy it, amen? How much happier, or I don't even hate happiness, how much more full would we be if we just embraced the life God gave us and lived that one? You know, I'm sure Elizabeth could look around and say, you know, I could have got a normal husband. But then all the fun she would have missed out on. living a normal life, living a sensible life. God designed her to marry a nutty person. So it works. I tell Elizabeth all the time, I say, we'll never get a divorce because we have mercy. And we would never do that to another human being. You see what I'm saying? We're good for each other. God knows what He's doing is what I'm trying to tell you all. Listen to who? To God. Why? Her people. Those who are around her. Her children arise. Her husband calls her blessed and praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. That's what I'm saying. How many of y'all got the best mama ever? Come on. How many of y'all got the best mama ever? Your mama's the best mama ever. Man, I hope you get that attitude. And if you are a mama, I hope that your children will have that attitude about you. Be the best mom ever. Be the best mom ever. Look at here. Now I'm going to give you two things and we're going to get out of here. All right, I've been praying all morning. 8 o'clock service got this real easy. We're a little bit older there. 9:30, we're kind of in between. This is going to be hard. I got a lot of you young folks in here. It's going to be hard for y'all to believe this. You ready? Check this out. But I'm going to get some of our more seasoned life livers because they'll verify this. Charm is deceptive. How many of you have discovered that charm is deceptive? Just because you say it's sweet doesn't mean you are sweet. How many of y'all have come that far along in life? Be careful. Watch this. Just being a charming person isn't what the Bible calls us to be. The Bible calls us to be a truthful person. Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to be ugly, but there's got to be more than just charm. There's got to be something other than the lights on the house. There's got to be something of value inside the house. And this is tough, I know. It's happening. And beauty is fleeting. How many of you all found that beauty doesn't last forever? Now, that's a little harder in this service. I understand some of you going, well, you don't understand, Pastor Steve. I got it going on. I know. Let me tell you how you... This is the way I figured this deal, all right? I think every season of life is beautiful if you embrace the beauty of that season of life. Like, for me right now, old people look a lot better than they used to. Come on, why? I'm looking at some man. That gray hair looks good on that girl. I tell you, she look. Why? We ought to celebrate the beauty of life. And we're too caught up, ladies. Listen, I'm going to say something. You're going to be mad at me. You're going to send me emails. Just don't break the server, okay? If you're in your 40s, embrace being in your 40s. Be a hot looking 40-year-old. But a hot-looking 40-year-old does not look like a 20-year-old, no matter what you do. It doesn't. Especially when you try to wear... Girl, it ain't going on. And people are lying to you when they look and say, that looks good. They're going, oh my gosh, I can't believe she really wore that. What's this? Y'all got my groove here. Be beautiful in each age of time. My grandmother was 92 years old. 92 years old. Once she been there, 92, 93, 92. That's old. She's 92 years old and still drove a car. Now, not on the right side of the road, but she drove a car. This woman is this scripture. My grandmother is this woman, Proverbs 31 woman. 92 years of it. This is a lady that would not quit living. Full of charm and grace. She's 90 years old. She said, wait a minute, I got to get my pearls on. I got to have my earrings just right. Southern Belle. Then she get in her car, drive at 25 miles an hour. She dressed up to go to the grocery store. Because in her era of time, if you were going out, you better be looking what? Been looking good. You know what? Her inside beauty always outweighed her outside beauty. Now there's your challenge, girls. What's in you ought to be better than the cover. That's the way to live. What's inside the book ought to be better than the cover. Amen? And look, we're blessed. Y'all got some good-looking covers. But I'm going to tell you, they're going to change. I know y'all don't believe me. They change. Y'all look in the mirror and y'all go, ooh, my skin is so smooth and soft. Wait till you raise a kid for 5 years. Wrinkles. And if y'all have like really been acting up on your parents, it doubles in the next generation on your kids. So if your mom's got some wrinkles, you'll have twice as many of those at her age. That'll straighten it up. And y'all don't look at Elizabeth. She got smooth eyes because she's lived with such. In fact, Elizabeth goes, I got a wrinkle there. I said, look who you live with. So It's amazing you don't have six there. See, that's the good news. Embrace the beauty of the what? Moment. Embrace life. Because why? It's short. So live every bit of it. And Mom, I want to thank you today. Mom. Live in the beauty. And fear the Lord. And here's what that means. To fear the Lord is to respect that God is doing something great in your life and honor that. How many of y'all glad to know God does great things in your life? Well, why not celebrate it? I want you to know I'm going to stay positive. Man, there's 100,000 complaints today. I know. But you know what? There's a lot of blessings today. How many of y'all going to eat together today? Well, you ought to thank God for that. A whole lot of people aren't. How many of y'all glad to know that God wants to bless you today? Embrace it. And it goes on and says, you know what? A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city's gate. So today I want us to come to the city's gate. And Mom, I want you to hear me. Have you heard today that you're beautiful? Come on, y'all got to talk back to me. This ain't First Hillview. Come on, what? Yeah. Ladies, go be beautiful. Don't be ashamed to be a woman. Did I get that across today? Young ladies, I want you to know that you're strong and you're purposeful. And you know what? You're smart. I mean, the other day, Clacy's going to like this smart school. And we were at an interview a year ago at the smart school. And I was standing there and the guy that runs the smart school went to school at the same time Elizabeth and I went to school. And I don't know why he said this like this, but I was a little bit offended. And I was standing over at the corner. Just observing this situation, because I really did. They got like kids that are 15 years old that have taken calculus already. I can't even spell calculus today. And they've already taken it, you know. It wasn't my deal. So I'm standing over there. Debbie, I don't know why he'd say this about me, especially as academic and scholarly as I was. He looked and he goes, Steve Ayers. I said, yeah, how you doing? He goes, what are you doing here? I said, it's Elizabeth's fault. You know that. I said, she's the one that's got that DNA that's very academically inclined. It doesn't matter what you have. It matters that you celebrate what you have. And you know, I want you to know my heart's convicted to this at this moment of time. I know Hillview's been known as kind of the party wild church. But you know what? I'm okay with that reputation, by the way. I want to, because that's called praise. Party and praise are very similar. You know, a lost boy comes home, they threw a party. I'm glad they didn't have a Bible study. They got stakes out, new rings, shoes, and guess what? Dancing.
So they were dancing in the Bible?
Yeah, they were Jews. They weren't Baptists. In fact, I hope heaven is a lot more filled with Jewish behavior than it is Baptist behavior. I don't want to be bored for eternity. The Jews are a lot of fun. They dance, play polka, turn water into wine. They're good folk. You know? They have a big time. I'm telling you the truth. Go read your Bible. It's all in there. That's why people get mad at me. I preach the Bible. I'm not going to tell you stuff that's not in there. And it's in there that women have been made by God to be praised at the city gates. So mamas, thank you for raising us, praying for us, hanging in there with us, getting up early in the morning, staying up late at night, loving us when nobody else loves us. The country song is right. It really is. When you're standing there, most of the time when life gets real low, there's two things you got left. Mama and Jesus. And Jesus' bailout usually comes later. Look at the courthouse. Who's there? You don't ever see Dad saying, oh, he didn't do it. There's his lock him up, man. He did it. Mom be going, judge. He only killed two. It was their fault. They pointed first. Yeah, but it was their finger. It doesn't matter, judge. He's a good boy. Well, that's a mother's heart. Because guess what? Here's the thing about a mother. A mother can see a good child before the child gets that way. Now, I wonder who gave them that. Because let me tell you something. A good Jesus, a loving Jesus, a powerful Jesus. He sees a saved person long before we get there. And He loves us even when we're out there. And He doesn't scream and yell at us and call us a bunch of names. He allows His grace to begin to speak to our dilemmas. And eventually, guess what happens? We get better because of Him. She's worthy to be praised. Our mother. Amen. So first of all, in honor of Jesus Christ, and secondly, in honor of great mothers, if you don't mind, would you stand today as we close this service? And I want to give an invitation. If you're visiting with us at Hillview today, maybe you're a mother. You know what? I love this day because every Mother's Day, you know who I pray for? Prodigals. And if you're a prodigal today, welcome home. I mean, if you've been out there doing all those things Mom told you not to do, what'd you find out? How many of you, when you did the things your mother told you not to do, there was a reason she was telling you not to do them? How many of y'all that far along? Yeah, me too. She's trying to help me. Well, there's a Jesus that says this. Every one of us have sin. Every one of us do. Every one of us have sin. Not some of us. What? And you know what God said? He said, I sent my son Jesus so that I and you and we and the world can be forgiven. Jesus died on the cross. He rose out of the grave. He's alive. He's in here today. His spirit's here. His understanding here. His truth is here. How many of y'all have been changed by it? How many of y'all are a mother, man, embraced by the Spirit of God? Guess what you're called? Unstoppable force. You're an unstoppable force because you're in Christ. And so maybe you need to come and receive Jesus. You're a prodigal and needs to come home. Maybe you're just somebody that needs to come and pray. Maybe today you need to be baptized. You know it's time for you to make that decision to be baptized. Maybe you want to talk and say, hey, Pastor, this is what I'm into. Do you really believe Jesus Christ could get me out of this? Well, you know what? We'd love to sit down and talk to you. And here's what's really cool about Hillview. We have a lot of people here that thought they were never going to get out of what they were into. And now they have. Compliments of Jesus Christ by the power of grace. So you know what? May God touch you and love you and bless you. And right now at this altar, may you come and receive Jesus. Because let me tell you something that's strong. It's called grace. It is strengthening and dignifying to be forgiven by God. So pray with me. Lord Jesus, whoever's here today, son, daughter, mother, child, Lord, bring them to the altar that they might receive Jesus Christ. Those that need to be baptized today, Lord, I hope they make that decision. Lord, those who are just wondering if you're true or if you're for real or does this really work, maybe they want to come and just ask a question. But God, we want to open this altar up for whoever needs to be saved today. And that means just connected to you, God. That you would draw them there. And Lord, most of all, I pray that your grace would be overwhelming in this moment. That we would really think about it. And look at how real you truly are. So in the name of Jesus, may you change all of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. The altar's open if you'd like to come and talk or come and pray. Many will. And we're just going to take a few minutes. You might want to pray. This would be a good thing at the altar today. If your mama's with you or your wife's with you, you don't have to stand there and stare at an altar. I believe church got motion in it. You know what you ought to do? You ought to hug your wife and say, hey, thank you for being a great mother to my children. Thank you for being there in Christ.